Guten Mayed, there's an incredible story that's told about the great tzaddik, Rabbi Yitzhak of Berdichev. And the story is told that one year in Berdichev, there was an inability to get a kosher esrog. And the Rebbe, the tzaddik, Rabbi Yitzhak, was searching high and low to find an esrog, even if it wasn't the most mehudu, the most beautiful, but to find something with which he could fulfill the mitzvah of Dalet Minim. And so, alas, he's able to find an esrog. A merchant from a faraway place has secured an esrog for the great tzaddik Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berdichev. The esrog arrives with great fanfare into the city on Erev Yom Tov. And remember, this was the only esrog in the entire city. The only esrog. So the merchant brings it to the home of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak. They place the esrog in the beautiful silver box, everyone anxiously awaiting for the opportunity to perform this sacred mitzvah. The next morning of Yom Tov, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak had a shamus. He had an attendant, a man who was there to help him. Rabbi already at this point in time was an older individual, a man who was there, a simple Jew, a pious Jew, who was there to help Rabbi Levi Yitzchak throughout the day. And this man began to think to himself, you know, tomorrow morning, what's going to happen? Everyone's going to line up at the home of the Rebbe because there's one esrog in Berdichev. So what's going to happen? First, the older Hasidim are going to go. They're going to have their first, of course, Rebbe Rabbi Levi Yitzchak will take the esrog. Then the older Hasidim, the more veteran Hasidim, the Tamidi Chachomim, the Rabbanim, the Dayonim, the rabbinical judges, they'll all get their turn. Then after them is going to go ahead and be the Gvirim, the rich members of the Kehillah who helped to support the Rebbe, who helped to support the institution. Then after that is going to be the common people, the regular people. And the line is probably going to go on and on and on. And the Shamus thinks to himself, me? I'm probably going to get the esrog at the end of the day. And by that time, the esrog is going to be probably black because it's going to be handled by everyone. All the schmutz is going to be all over it. And the man begins to think to himself, it's not right. I'm the Rebbe Shamus. I'm just as important as anyone else. Why should I have to wait until the end of the day to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of esrog, lulav and esrog? So he comes up with an incredible idea. He says, you know, the Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchak, will go to the mikveh every morning. When the Rebbe is going to the mikvah, I'll just quietly sneak into his room. He's going to be off in the mikvah. I'll go into his study. I'll go into his base medrash. I'll pick up the esrog. I'll make the bracha. I'll put it back. And no one will ever know. And that way, again, I will have fulfilled the mitzvah in the beginning of the day with a beautiful esrog. So, the Rebbe wakes up early first day of Yom Tov, goes to the mikvah. And as he's immersing in the mikvah, the simple Jew, the pious Shamus, goes into the study, picks up the esrog. The esrog of Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. And as he begins to pick it up, his hands begin to shake. He's nervous, he's scared. And sure enough, he drops the esrog. Drops the esrog and the pitam snaps right off. The man, the shamus, is beside himself. No idea what to do. Should I run away? Should I just pack a bag and get out of town? Oh, how am I going to face the Rebbe? It's not just the Rebbe. How am I going to face the people of Berdichev? After all, at the end of the day, this was the only esrog in Berdichev. But he figures, you know what? I have to face the music. Rebbe comes out of the mikvah, is dressed, getting ready to go to shul, headed on the way to his study to get as his Rebbe. The shamus comes over to Rabbi Yitzchak and he bursts into tears. The Rebbe says, what's wrong? What's bothering you? And the man proceeds him to tell him this incredible story. And he says, Rebbe, I am prepared for whatever punishment you want to levy against me. I am prepared for whatever curse, whatever klala you want to give me. I deprived you of the mitzvah. I deprived the people of Berdichev of the mitzvah. And the man literally is ready to be scolded, yelled, given muster from Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. He's ready for every klala, every curse possibly imaginable. He only imagines what the Rebbe is going to say. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak closes his eyes and looks heavenward and he says, Ribono shel Olam, do you see how much your children love you? Do you see that they have such zrizah, such alacrity, such a zeal to perform a mitzvah, that this simple Jew, the Shamus, was willing to risk my wrath and the wrath of the Jews of Berdichev just to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of lulav and esrog? Rav Levi Yitzchak used this man as the paradigmatic example of what it means to be a Jew. Because what it means to be a Jew is you grab your opportunities. You grab your moments. This simple Jew saw an esrog, a beautiful esrog, and he couldn't fathom waiting until the end of the day. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak used him, put him before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do you see how much your children love you? And dear friends, I think that there are two messages. Number one, of course, is the message of Zrizus. That's when we have an opportunity to perform a mitzvah, do we jump at it like the Shamus jumped at it? Do we jump at it? Do we seize our opportunities? Do we figure, you know what? I'll get to it later. If not now, in a couple of hours. If not in a couple of hours, later on today, end of the day. If not today, there's always tomorrow. If not tomorrow, there's always next year. Or do we feel a sense of urgency in the performance of our mitzvos? Do we recognize that a mitzvah is a great privilege from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's lesson number one. Seize your opportunities with a gusto. Seize your opportunities with an excitement, with hislavos, with a zeal. And lesson number two is a matter of perspective. Sir Levi Yitzchak could have very easily been angry at this man, and justifiably so. The man took his esrog. He did something that was incorrect. He did something wrong. He took the esrog without the Rebbe's permission, and he did. He deprived Rav Levi Yitzchak and all of the Jews of Berditchev the mitzvah aluvla and esrog that year. The Rebbe had every right to be angry, every right to scold and give him mussar, but instead the Rebbe said, I choose to look at this man's actions, not through the lens of sin or trespass, but rather I see the incredible desire he had to perform the mitzvah. Life, successful living, is all a matter of perspective. And is there any greater place of perspective than the sukkah? You know, you can look at the sukkah and you could see a hut. You could look at the sukkah, you could see a simple hut, whatever your hut is made of, wood walls, canvas walls, a little bit of bamboo on the top, some plastic fruit hanging over the place. You could say, ah, shaklach. Well, look at this. Look at Nebuch, this hut. Or you could say this is not simply a hut, but rather you could understand that ultimately, again, this hut is the embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That this hut, ultimately, again, is the home of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That it's in this simple abode, like we spoke about before Yom Tiv, that I come into the embrace of the Ribono Shel Olam. Like the Zohar says, the sukkah is the tzela dehemenusa. It is the shade, the very shade of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you walk out of your home and you walk into the sukkah, you're leaving your abode and you're entering into the shade, to the love, to the embrace, to the home of the Ribono Shel Olam. It's just a question of perspective. Is it a hut or is it embrace? Is it a little nebuchal or is it an expression of love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is it just simply some canvas and some bamboo? Or is it living in the shade of the Ribono Shel Olam? Rav Levi Yitzchak taught us the power of perspective. He didn't see the Shamus as a sinner. He saw the Shamus as the paradigmatic Jew yearning for something bigger. The Sukkah teaches us this same perspective. May be Zochem Yerza Hashem to enter into the Sukkah with the right perspective. But more importantly, may be Zochem Yerza Hashem to take the power of positive perspective with us as we leave the Sukkah and go into the year ahead. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a good night.